First of all, my good people, I will continue with confessions after the sermon. And also, this month of October is a time when we renew our little home altars and refresh them and redecorate them maybe and rededicate our hearts in them, maybe. And I forgot to put them out back. I will after a while. We bought 4 more little home altars if anybody needs one or needs another one. And take them home and use them as a, make them a family project where you all finish them and decorate them. And use these little home chapels as places of a center where you can go to God when you can't go to church, especially in these times of trouble and turmoil and uncertainty. You need a quiet place where you can go and be alone with your God. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. The Rosary, after the Mass, of course, is the most important weapon we have against the evils of the world. Do not neglect it. If you don't have time to say it all at once, break it up throughout the day. Friday is a feast of the motherhood of Our Lady. Let's go to Mary as our mother, not so much as our queen, but as our mother. A mother is approachable. A queen you hold in respect from a distance. So let's go to our mother and rest our heads in her lap and let her comfort us and let us comfort her. After all, even though she can no longer suffer, in a loose definition of the world, of the word, she does suffer. Her heart breaks at all her children who are going astray. So let us comfort her as well as letting her comfort us. As always, let us remember our sick and our shut-ins. And let us be very careful that we leave nobody out of our prayers. Nobody. There is not a single person on this earth who does not, living or dead, who we should not pray for. We must judge no one. It doesn't matter how evil a life they may appear to have lived, or how useless a life, or worthless, or diabolical. We must leave the judgment to God and pray for them. We can hate the sin, but never the sinner. And a note on judging. We must be super careful, even on a passing judgment of our neighbor. We have no way of knowing what our neighbor is suffering, or how our neighbor was brought up, or what is in our neighbor's heart and mind. I don't know how many of you have seen the old movie, I think it came out in the 40s, The Song of Bernadette. I highly recommend it to everyone. It's very poignant. It speaks to your heart, especially the last half of it. When Bernadette was more or less forced to enter the convent by the dean, who was her pastor, she had no intention, no desire, but he suggested it, and she accepted it under obedience. And she was placed under a novice mistress. who was the only person almost in the world who did not believe her and believe her apparition. She couldn't understand why Bernadette had been chosen, dumb, stupid Bernadette, who didn't even know her catechism. And this nun, who had suffered so much, all of it of her own choosing, and prayed so much, and spent so much time on her prayers, on her knees, she couldn't understand why Bernadette should have been chosen and not her. And she even asked Bernadette what Bernadette knew about suffering. And Bernadette answered, "Nothing, sister. I don't know why I was chosen. You are obviously more worthy than I." And the nun says that she's trying to believe, but can't. And she begs Bernadette for a sign, for some help. And Bernadette says, "I can't help you." But then she thinks a minute. And she has been in the convent for some 11 years under this nun, and very cruelly treated by this nun. Very harsh was the nun's treatment to Bernadette. Always on her back, always belittling her. But Bernadette raised up her skirt and showed the nun her leg, which had a tremendous cancerous tumor on it. They called the doctor, and they discovered that she was also suffering from tuberculosis of the bone, whatever that is. The doctor told the nuns that that's the worst possible suffering, the worst pain on earth. That hit the nun where it hurts. The nun had the wisdom to go into the chapel and fall on her knees and beg forgiveness of God for her pride and her misjudgment. Let us learn from this more than one lesson. Let us find the movie and watch it very carefully. Not as a movie, but as a lesson. On the back table are some new holy cards we had made. One of St. Benedict and St. Placidus and St. Maurice with a prayer on back for vocations. And then a beautiful holy card of St. Teresa the Little Flower. We blessed the St. Teresa cards on her feast day last week. Please help yourselves. Also, on the back table are the Holy Souls envelopes. Please take one and return it before November the 1st. Let us remember the Holy Souls, the suffering souls. Not just say a prayer here and there, or make an offering here and there, or have a mass said here and there. But let's keep them with us throughout the day. Let's remain conscious of their suffering and offer everything that we suffer for them. They are some of the best friends we can develop. They do not forget. Imagine them, almost but not quite. This, that mere fact alone, any physical suffering aside, the mere fact that they're almost in the presence of God, but not quite. That alone is a tremendous suffering all by itself. It's like a starving man, only much worse, reaching for the life-saving food and just can't quite get it. And they cannot help themselves. Only we can help them. So let us remember the poor suffering souls, no matter who they are, no matter how evil we may think them to be. Leave the judgment to God. If we accidentally pray for somebody who cannot be helped, God will take care of that prayer, and He will place it to someone who needs it. Next first Sunday, November the 3rd, the first Sunday here of November, is our annual November picnic. Everyone is invited. Everyone, if they can, is asked to bring a covered dish. The meat and the drinks are provided. But even if you cannot provide a dish, you are welcome anyway. There is always plenty. And one last note in the bulletin is about the importance of confession. I know sometimes for a reason, sometimes for no reason, we find it hard to go to confession, even when we know we only have venial sins on our souls. We have a certain dislike or dread of confession, and there's no real reason for it. The priest represents Christ Himself. And anything that is said in that confessional stays in that confessional, stays in the heart of the priest and in the heart of Christ. You should never be afraid of confession, or never look down on it, or think it's beneath you. Even the greatest saints in the world, who honestly didn't need confession, sometimes went to confession daily for a couple of reasons. One reason is the closer you get to God, the closer you get to the source of light, the better you see yourself and the better you see your imperfections. And it gets to the point where you don't want the least blemish on your soul, because you are reflecting God's beauty. And the least blemish, the least imperfection, more is that beauty. No one of us is so perfect that we don't need to go to confession, even for venial sin. But even if we were that perfect, we should still go. Why? Because of the tremendous graces that God bestows on us in that sacrament. If we ignore the sacrament of penance when we have the chance to attend it, when we think we don't need it, there's not one of us that can't say that because of the graces we are not accepting, the graces we are refusing, little by little, we may fall, little by little, and then greater by greater. There is not a single guarantee that any of us will die in a state of grace. And if we neglect the sacrament of penance while we are alive, we cannot expect it at the moment of death. Because not only is God merciful, He's also just. He is a God of mercy, yes. But only as long as we make use of the means that He gave us to take advantage of His mercy. If we refuse those means, then His justice takes over. And that is that. I was going to preach a longer sermon, but I spent so much time on these various points that I'll leave it at that. And I ask you all to meditate deeply on the points that I brought up. Not just let them go in one ear and out the other, but to meditate on them. Take them to heart. And if you do watch the Song of Bernadette, take it to heart also. I think the biggest problem with all of us is this, that we don't take things to heart seriously enough. We're living in a real world, and it's hard for us to understand that the world we cannot see is more real than the real world we live in. So let us, as the moderns say, let us get real, really real, and pay attention to the spiritual more than to the material. And then, no matter what happens to the physical world, we will be ready spiritually. My good people, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.